Hey y'all, this is Erica Mears, senior editor at Billboard, and with me today for their third time is It's The Real's Jeff and Eric Rosenthal, and our special guest for the week, Schoolboy Q.
Welcome to your first time on the podcast.
So you three were all at the same place, same time yesterday. You guys were at Peter Palooza.
Yeah, we were. We followed you.
Yeah, we all performed at Peter Palooza.
It was great.
Y'all look like some type of weirdos that would go to a Peter birthday party. I wanted
weirdos,
to say that
the,
so bad.
You're the type of weirdo
that
performs
who went to Peter Rosenberg's wedding.
Yes.
What type of weirdos
I would never go to
Peter.
A half bald head man wedding. He's not supposed to get married. It's too late, bro.
The best part.
You're already going bald. Like, it's over. You
should have
got married.
The best part of the show was that every artist went up there and made fun of Peter.
Yeah, you know, that's the homie, though. Yeah, I'm just joking.
You showed up to the birthday bash.
Yeah, I showed up. I was one of the weirdos too.
Yeah. I was gonna say you're one of the weirdos performers.
Yeah.
So how was the rest of the night last night?
It was fun. You know, I was just chilling most of the time. You know, for the main part, just chilling with my homies, because everybody that was on the show, like rapper wise, those were like actually my homies. You know,
right.
Like homies I really kick it with. So we was just catching up and chilling. You know.
You have like Danny Brown, Action Bronson.
Yeah. You know, like them are real close friends of mine.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I'm sick of Soul, so.
Enough of Soul?
Yeah, I had enough. We didn't spend like 5 years or 6 years of our lives together.
To hang out some more.
Yeah, I'm sure. 7 years, actually. Seven.
Separate flights to get out here.
Yeah. No, we was on the same flight. This is how much sick I am of Soul. We was on the same flight, and he was the last person that walks on the flight, and I see him walk on, I just shake my head like, bro, you was holding up the flight the whole time.
Can you sleep on flights?
Yeah, that's where I get my best sleep.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I get my best sleep.
I can't. We took a red eye last night from L.A., or yesterday from L.A. I can't. Well, first of all, I had two older people sitting next to me, and they were the only ones on the flight who had like the lights on overhead.
Ah, yeah, I hate
and they're
that.
Doing work or whatever, and I can't deal with that. But I thought I was set. You know, it's the red eye. I should be able to sleep overnight, and I got the window seat so I can put my head against like the wall. But no, none of it worked out. My elbow was going into like the spot where the remote is in the armrest. Like it just.
But they did say
good.
Like because it was a Virgin flight, they said it was going to be a party in the sky. So you were.
That's true.
You
I was
were
partying.
Turning up.
I was turned up. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Virgin is a cool airline too.
Also, speaking of like kind of shows, you're about to get on a tour with The Weeknd and Jhené Aiko,
mm-hmm.
And it's a little different because this is like R&B artists.
Yeah, technically, I got the number one R&B record right now. So
look at you.
So technically, I'm an R&B artist. Too.
This is an R&B tour then.
Yeah, my first hit, my first number one record single was a R&B record.
Is that weird for you?
Yeah, very weird. Very, very weird.
Does that mean you start taking your shirt off at shows?
Yeah, right. I mean, not in that way. I take my shirt off at shirts, but it's because
yeah,
I'm
like,
tired and sweating. My shirt's too sweaty.
Like Schoolboy Tank or something.
Nah.
Stay with songs.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah. I got to make sure I don't take off my shirt until after I perform studio, because it's going to look bad if I take off my shirt too soon, and then I have to do studio. Niggas going to be like, this nigga trying to be all sexy. So I got to make sure. Thank you. That was a good reminder. Never take my shirt off until studio is done.
Well, your shows are all like women between the ages of like 30 and 40, right?
Hell no. Hell no. I wish.
Do you get panties thrown at you?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is a perfect tour to take your shirt off as early as you want to.
Nah. I got to hit the gym a little bit more.
Wait, how many pairs of panties were thrown at you at Peter Palooza?
None. I think it was about. I don't think it was no panties in there.
There were no women.
It was
no
panties in there.
Yeah,
I was sleeping.
No girl trying to go to Peter Rosenberg birthday.
Yeah. And he went out like in between sets, and he was just like, "Where are all the beautiful women at?" Like, and it was just like
gone. Quiet at the house.
They're sleeping at home.
A lot of noise was made when he asked for all the black women to scream.
He did.
Yeah.
So what? There was black women in there?
No, they were all white dudes who were
yelling.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, no girl is going to go to a partial bald head. Like, why would she want him? Like,
the only girl that was there was Peter's
like,
yeah.
His, well, I didn't even see her.
Might not have been there.
No, she was there.
She got a huge ovation. She brought out a cake and everything for
her. Yeah, because she's the only girl there. Yeah. Everybody was like, yo. You know what I'm saying? People in there drunk. You, all these dudes in here, bro. You didn't sell no tickets to no girl.
I'll say this, though. Peter gets a lot of shit, right? Like, you know, whether it's people saying that he doesn't, that he's too commercial for working for Hot 97, whether it's the Chuck D thing, whatever it is.
I was just on a flight with Chuck D, too.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, crazy. Did he get any sleep on the plane?
I don't know. I was asleep the whole time.
But for as much shit as Peter gets, he sold out.
Best Buy
Theater last night with artists who are true hip-hop heads and for hip-hop heads. And, you know, give him credit for what he does.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, I joke a lot. But, you know, he's a big supporter of my music, you know, so I can't sit here in front of him. I mean, but I will bag on him.
Oh, of course.
I definitely can't front on him. And that's why I did the show. It wasn't even, you know, it was a favor, basically, you know, like, the pay of it was, like, something I would have got paid, like, 2011, you know, it wasn't even about the money, you know.
That's awesome.
And, you know what I'm saying, so, like, he's the homie, you know, so it was, like, just do it, out of the love, you know.
What was it like backstage with everyone?
We was all chilling, you know, like I said, it was like a family reunion, like, them all my people.
Yeah.
Like, even Hot 97, them people up there, like, I mess with them. So we was just all chilling, you know, like. Relaxing, puffing herbs.
Do you run into?
They was drinking. I don't drink no more. You know?
Do you run into like Danny Brown and Action Bronson? Like just
like if we like overseas or something.
Yeah.
You know, you look forward to meeting somebody from America when you're overseas. You're like, bruh, any rapper out here, as soon as you see it, you go straight. Yo, you out here? Yeah, I'm out here. I was looking for your number. Like, yeah, let's meet up. You can't wait to meet up. So, yeah, when we, like, overseas and we're, like, in the same place or, like, 45 minutes away or 30 minutes away or maybe booked for the same festival, we always link up, always.
Wait, so what else do you get thrown at you on stage other than panties? Do you get bucket hats thrown at you?
Yeah, bucket hats. I get at least about 5-6 of those.
How many bucket hats do you have?
Everybody asks that. I stopped counting after like 300.
Do you have more?
I tried counting, but like once it was 300,
I was like,
do you
have more
or less
than Smoke Dizza? Because I know Smoke Dizza.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot more.
Oh, yo. These are shots. You're firing shots.
Nah, Dizza's my homie. He was just at the show. But I'm just saying, like, this is just something I really, really, you know, like people throw them at me on stage. Like, it's different.
Do they think that you don't have them?
I think they always try to trade. Because most people, they throw it up there and they be like, I'd be like, no, bro, I'm not giving you my hat.
I always feel bad for the kids in the audience who they want to be like dressed like you, so they wear like what looks like a bucket hat, but it's actually a fisherman's hat. And I'm just like, like you're so close.
It must be
you're
like
so
way out here.
Far. Like,
did you see that last night?
I didn't look at any white people last night, but I've been to other shows of yours, yeah, and I've just been like, oh. Okay, like you're really trying.
Yeah, you gotta man. Overseas is really funny. Like you'll see some people with the smallest bucket hat ever. Like
nice.
You know the
Super
what
fashionable,
do they call? Yeah, like bro, are you serious? Like, are you really trying to do this?
Do you call them out?
I call everybody out. I'll kill you on stage. Like I'll roast you if you. Doing something that's weird or funny to me, I'm going to put it out there. Like,
do you call people out on stage that don't know the words to your songs?
No, I bring people up on stage that pass out, though.
What?
Like, I'm telling you, like, people that pass out, I make them come on stage. You know, like, I bring them on stage. There's probably footage out there.
We were at a Currency show, and they always wake up all the time. We were at a Currency show at
Irving Plaza,
like 2 years ago or something like that. And you walk in, and there was just a wall just taken with like
bodies.
Yeah, people who just like started too early or.
But it was like we walked in, and it was probably like, I don't know, like the second opening act or something.
Right. And people were just like passed out, just. Whatever they were taking.
Right, but it's just like such a bummer because it's like you're not even you're not even seeing Currency, who you probably want to see.
Right, you just paid money to
See like lay the struggle rapper
on a,
right.
on a floor.
Struggle
but
rapper.
If that's a schoolboy show, those people are being called up on stage.
Oh yeah, you definitely. Yeah, I don't let them take them all away. I'd be like, yo, bring them on stage.
You reward them.
Yeah, I bring them on stage.
So
it was funny in Australia. It was this one African dude. Yo, it was so funny. He like passed out, but he was passed out. And he was still trying to turn up, and he just kept blanking out. But it was so packed, he couldn't really fall. But you see, like, the crowd is, like, everybody's pointing at security, like, yo, help this dude, help this dude. And he's just keep, like, waking up and passing out, waking up and passing out.
ASAP Yams was in Australia?
Nah, ASAP, yeah. Yeah, he's a weirdo, too. But, yeah, I brought the dude on stage. And when we had to drag him on stage, and by the time we dragged him on stage, all his clothes was sitting on the speaker. But what's crazy, his whole clothes was sitting on the speaker, and he had a whole another layer of clothes.
No wonder.
On other.
Oh, whoa, so he came prepared.
Yeah, like, that's what the joke was. Like you said, like, yo, that's why you faint, motherfucker. You got three pairs of clothes on. Like, he had jean shorts under his jeans. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that was weird.
I don't get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Bro, we put him on stage, his jeans fell to the bottom of his foot, and he had jean shorts on.
Maybe he was never nude.
That dude is weird. But yeah, brought him on stage. He kicked his jeans off. Then he started dancing on stage.
Wow. So he was hustling you.
Yeah, he basically hustled me, basically.
But is that one of the craziest things you've seen or encountered on tour?
What's one of the craziest things? Seen all type of things. I've seen dude jump from the top balcony. That was Australia too.
So it's Australia that's giving you.
Yeah, Australia is crazy.
By the way, that's a long flight to sleep on right there.
The top of the balcony to the bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
Bruh, that was crazy. The dude like jumps. Well, first, everybody see it. I guess he was trying to stage dive, but everybody like, nigga, you way too high. So everybody not even paying attention to me no more. I'm performing my security, and I'm noticing everybody's not really paying attention. Like, it got super turned down for a second, you know, and everybody's looking. Then my security points up. Then I'm like, all right, let me look. And then it's a dude hanging on the top of the thing getting ready to jump. And then I stopped the music, like, yo, bro, don't do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I saw a video of this, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, bro, you crazy, bro, don't do it. He like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm like, all right, let's start the song over. Then he jumps. I guess he had second thoughts because he didn't even jump the way the stage dive. Like, he jumped straight feet first from the top thing. Like, that was stupid. Like, why don't you... You just jump from the top life. Just to land on the ground. Like, but what's funny, though, he was so smooth with it. He jumped so high and landed on his feet. He had to be like a parkour, motherfucker. Because I would have shattered everything from my ankle up to my ribs. Like, that's how high he was.
You should have celebrated by playing the Top Dog Entertainment drop.
Top Dog. But anyway, yeah, he lands, and then you instantly, I'm looking at him the whole time, and you just see him taking off his clothes as he moving through the crowd, just taking off everything. And he has another layer of clothes on.
Jesus,
just like
what
an
is
African
going on
dude.
With people having, like,
no, like, this is some Australia shit. And then he's turning up in the crowd, and he got away from security. Security was looking for him. He took all his clothes off, threw his hat backwards, and it was crazy.
It was Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah, that is his dance, right? Oh, he throws his hat.
Every single rapper is in Australia when you are.
That's right. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Everyone's done that dance. Have you done that dance yet?
Hell, I'm almost 30 years old.
No, you're not doing that.
I'm not doing no dance.
See, I thought you did.
It ain't got nothing to involve with snapping your fingers.
The other Puffy, not you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it ain't involving snapping fingers, I'm cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you got that two-step sort of thing going on now that you're an R&B guy. So.
Right. Yeah.
I thought
you
were going to say he's like a D4L.
Step in the Name of Love.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Them Franchise Boys.
Yeah.
Them Schoolboy Boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that go. I was going to say that I was a little nervous after your little Red Rocks incident like a couple months back after when your car was, reportedly shot at after the show. You okay with all that?
Yeah, I'm straight. I can't talk about it, though. My lawyers and them said don't talk about it.
But everyone's
good.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have no problems with it. I don't have no problems with nobody, but I was just informed not to talk about it.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, not. Yeah, basically. Yeah. You know, but I'm straight. I ain't changing nothing.
Yeah,
I ain't coming
right
in.
After that.
Yeah, I ain't. I went to Iceland the next day.
Yeah, you just.
Just me and my DJ, my security.
I feel like all the TDE just is on tour all the time. Like, you guys are performing.
Yeah, man,
nonstop.
You know, I'm blessed to have this era right now where we came up in where rappers actually get to do a lot of shows, like back in the days. Like a lot of platinum artists wasn't even going overseas, you know what I mean? And these time and ages, it's underground artists traveling around the world and going to Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and Asia, Russia, whatever, you know. Yeah, like, I'm blessed to be in that era to make that. That's the way we make our money, this era. You don't make money from singles and album sales, really. You make money from your tours and your merch and, you know, who you are as a person, like, endorsements, stuff like that. I'm in that era, so I'm blessed to do it, and I'm going to take it while I'm here, you know.
How old do you know Janae?
Oh, good. That's my homegirl. Yeah. For years.
That's awesome.
We ain't doing nothing like that. That was a funny question.
That's
that was a weird question. I never did nothing with Janae. We got songs though, but
sidebar. Did you
that's
see
my homegirl?
Did you see Kid Cudi yesterday tweeted at Janae Aiko saying, "If you hurt him, I'll kill you." Like out of nowhere.
I did not see that.
Wait, if she hurts who?
Exactly. Like, we don't know. It's probably Q that he was talking about.
Right. Yeah. If Janae hurts you. Cudi's at your back.
That would be tight if Cudi and Janae. I'm in the hospital, find out Cudi beat somebody up for me. Like, yo, Kid Cudi just rushed with me.
How did you and Mac connect in the first place?
Which one?
Mac Miller.
Mac 10. Well, I met Mac South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Well, of course, Austin, Texas. Like 2011. Then he moved to L.A., mm-hmm. told me to come through the house one time. I came through, and we were just kicking it. Excuse me, I have to burp. we was just chill, you know what I'm saying? We were smoking, working on music. We did, like, 6 records, you know. We just got cool, you know. Like, he only lived, like, 10 minutes away from me, so I was always going to his house, or he would always come through. And we were just chilling, you know. We just, like, builded a bond, you know.
Now that he doesn't live there anymore, do you guys still hang out?
I don't know where he live. I think he live in somebody's guest house now. I think he live in somebody's back house now.
Not your guest house.
Mac. I think Mac is broke right now.
You know how independent artists can be when
they're
number
one.
Yeah. I think Mac Lamore shut him down. I think he's broke right now. I'm gonna go over there and slide him some money, see if he's all right.
That's good looking out for him. You're like
generous.
The Kid Cudi to his schoolboy kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I love bromances. That's great. Wait, so I
pause.
Bromances aren't pause.
Pause.
You guys are friends.
Pause.
Wait, so I saw your tweet about wanting to kind of start working on your next album, and even wanting to put it out this year.
You're wondering why.
Because I don't want to do it no more like that. I mean, that's how I felt that day. I had the juice that day. Like, oh, my
you're
God.
You're like that, not anymore?
Like, your nail, nah. That would be so stupid to put up. I think Russian albums are so stupid, you know, because people don't understand. Like, you have to finish the album in a certain time, and then while you finish it, you still have to do the business. I never knew that. I thought the business would be just, like, 2 days, like, all right, yo, here go the song. I want to use it. What you want for it, or what's the points, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, it's way more than that. Like,
did you get kind of a reality check with
Oxymoron? Yeah, that's why Oxymoron didn't come out when it was supposed to come out. It was because of business and sample clearances. Everybody, like, oh, it's getting put. Technically, my album never got pushed back. I never had a date. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just business. You know, me trying to move too fast and not knowing the business of it. And not knowing that this person trying to sue me, that person was going to try to sue me if I did this. And I'm like, wow. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, but whatever. You know, album out. I have no complaints.
But how is TDE going to put out 14 albums this year?
14 albums. I mean, easy. You know, we don't hang with each other no more. We all busy. Like, we all busy. You know, we all record at separate studios now. Everybody basically do their own thing now. So it's pretty easy, you know.
So what you're telling me is that I can easily start a rumor that none of you guys get along. And that
nah, we get along. Them the homies.
Why is TDE breaking up?
Nah, them the homies. We just don't see each other no more. They work. We work hard.
Do you guys lock yourselves like in the studio to not come out when it's time to record? Because even when I saw that tweet, I was like, well, you're touring, so it's going to be a little tough if you even want to start recording.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, me personally, like, I have to rap in the studio. I'm not one of those dudes that can rap at home. Or like rap.
You can't, like, do a hotel room.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe, like, a feature or something, mm-hmm. but not, like, a written song. Right. Like my song.
That's something you care about.
Yeah.
You don't care about your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. I don't care about my
So anybody
trying to
look
just
for
do, I just do me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If I mess with you. And you know what I mean? If I know it ain't like number one, I don't care. Like, all right, let's send it over. All right, listen to it. All right.
You've turned people down when it comes to features?
Yeah, all the time.
You don't care? You're just
I
like,
don't
no,
care.
I don't want to.
I don't know.
Do you lie or do you say you really don't want to?
I don't want to do it. I mean, my managers are like, they are, especially if you go to management. Like, I'm definitely going to say no.
Because they can be the bad guys.
Yeah, like, well, not that. It's just like, you gave me the option to basically say no. Right. I say no. Unless it's, like, worth it. Like, I get features all the time. But
are there any songs you've heard that you wish you were on after the fact?
Yeah, it was a few songs I got. I don't want to say the name.
Okay.
Because that would be, it's crazy. Y'all be like, yo, you crazy. Well, I'll show you.
For saying no?
I'll show you. Don't say no. Don't say no.
But you do want to, you kind of do want to start recording after you're done touring?
Yes. Well, actually, I just started recording.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the beginning stages right now, you know what I'm saying? And I just don't. I don't want to rush nothing right now, you know, because I done did this before. Like I said, with the Oxy, I was in the flow of things, and I finished my album a long time ago. But it just wasn't ready to me.
You had a number one album.
Yeah, number one.
Did you?
I got two number one singles too right now on the
Did
radio.
Did you suspect that when you're like
R&B chart? So
yeah, you know what I'm saying. We got two
More
of them right
for
now.
You.
Yes. Throw the panties on stage. Damn, where the shit at? I want to show you. You gonna laugh.
Everything good with you and Interscope?
Yeah, laugh. That's one of them.
Who is that?
Don't say it.
Q is just showing Erica.
That's
what
one
songs
of them.
He could have been on.
Yeah. It's funny.
I would have said no to that too.
You're showing her dick pics. Right. It's a little. It's
yeah,
a little
I'm about to show them right now. You ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I just think it's weird because the podcast
out.
Is such an audio medium that you're showing dick pics.
Yeah, I'm trying to get. I'm zooming out right now.
Unsolicited dick pics.
Damn, I can't. I don't know where that was on that. Whatever.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm very upset about that.
Oh.
That is one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
Which no one's going to be able to.
No, I feel like we
could. Oh, can guess? Okay.
Do you regret the last one?
No.
Let's see.
So you don't regret any
Erica's
of these?
Favorite okay. artists. Who do you think?
One of my favorite artists got turned down by Q. And he doesn't regret it. Look at him.
Wait, Skilo's still recording?
Yeah, not yet.
That's crazy.
If Skilo asked you for a verse, would you?
No.
Wait, what was the end of that question? Because now we don't know what you just said no to.
I asked him if Skilo asked for a verse.
Would you say no?
Yeah.
Yes, no.
I thought it was going to, would you turn it down? You were like, no. And I was like, wow. No. Skilo, reach out.
Yeah, of course.
No.
There was a rumor a while ago that Skilo was working at, what was it, like a Blockbuster?
Kinko's.
Oh, Kinko's, yeah. Yeah. Not true, though, but that was the rumor. Yeah,
that hurt your heart a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, like, damn, King Cole's.
I wish he wasn't working there.
Nah.
Sorry.
Yeah, man.
Wait, so before Oxymoron came on, I feel like rap critics and rap fans always fight with one another as to, like, how much the album's going to sell and all that. Do you pay attention to that when you are waiting or recording?
No, but you do want it to be successful.
Of course.
Like, but you're not like sitting there like, oh man, they gotta move.
Right.
500,000 in 1 week. Oh man, you know, like, nah.
You don't feel that pressure.
I mean, I think struggle rappers do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their whole thing. Dudes that be moving 50,000 and 60,000. And you see them on Instagram, they trying to make it seem like they sold 4 million. But, like, I'll be looking at them rappers, though, like, bro, I know I got way more money than you. Like, there's no way. I don't even want to say the rapper's name, but, like, there's no way Whoopty Whoop has more money than me. There's no way.
Oh, Whoopi like, Whoop is your favorite rapper.
Exactly.
Whoopi Whoop.
You should say that
it's
in the
comments. No way. I tour too much. I don't spend my money like they do. And I look at the Instagrams and I look at them. I'll be like, yeah, right.
What's that?
I've been to one of your shows, dog. Like 100 people there.
And I was
like,
the only one there. So.
Yeah, what's like, that? That Tumblr?
Which one?
The one of like the where the watch is the same or whatever.
Oh, Fake Watchbuster?
Yeah. Do you know about that?
I heard of it. Yeah.
Is Ace Hood on there?
No, man.
You remember when Ace Hood's
watch? Wait, what are you saying about Ace Hood's watch?
Okay, I don't think I need to say anything other
than
Ace Hood.
I'm just saying that's why I watched the BET Awards this year to see if he would.
Yeah, go. I was playing a video game.
You were playing a video game during the BET Awards?
It's funny, everybody was like, yo, you lost. I'm like, duh. I didn't notice I'm playing. I didn't even go. I'm at the house.
So do you live out in Calabasas too now?
Nah, everybody think nah. I live in a valley though.
It's but, you and Drake living together. It's a sitcom. One's clean, one's messy.
Yeah.
Nah. Cool. I'm not in Calabasas.
One. Yeah, Drake's the messy one. Yeah.
Drake is also your butler. Yeah. It's a really good. It's a really good sitcom idea. Yeah.
He walked my dog.
That's what we were doing.
My dog walker. Oh, my dog just ran away too. It's
what?
Crazy.
Why are you saying that with a smile?
Wait.
It sucked.
Wait, for real?
It's just
100%
funny.
It did?
Yeah, my dog. You know I had it for like 8 years.
Do you know who else's dog ran away? And this is not a joke. Mac Miller. Like, that just happened. Like,
you don't really think.
I'm starting to think somebody hitting the licks on the rappers. Like, yo, go get these niggas dogs.
It's like the Bling Ring, but with
They're just trying to rappers dog. Extort you for your...
Yeah.
What kind of dog was it?
I had a pit bull.
You're just not going to... That pit bull's not coming back.
So, it's not coming back. She been gone for 3 days.
Are you talking about the rapper pit bull?
Somebody probably killed it.
No.
I don't know. We checked the pound, though, but no pit bulls.
Is your little girl sad about it, or she's...
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, she's probably more sad than you are.
Yeah. But nah, she don't care. Daddy, the dog gone. She don't care if I was gone. Daddy gone, good. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the dog's on tour.
Well, I can't imagine. How old is your daughter?
She's 4. No, she's 5, damn.
She's running around with the 5. Pit bull? Look at her.
Yeah, that's the only dog she ain't scared of, though. My dog is scary, though. Well, my dog was.
Was.
She's still smiling.
It's just funny. Like, damn, out of all them years, she finally, like, got out of there.
I was going to ask you about your Foot Action collaboration.
Yeah, Foot Action, man.
So you have, like, fans... sending you videos and photos of like
we remixed the Man of the Year video, and you know we got a summer campaign going. You know you can submit your videos at me on Twitter via Twitter at Schoolboy Q at Foot Action.
With
also,
like what they're wearing and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know, cause Foot Action, you can go in there and get whatever you want. Like today it was kind of gloomy for me, and when I came out, I was in the AC all day, so. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt a little chilly. It wasn't like, you know, like, so I wanted to throw on a crew neck. Like, oh, this is from Foot Action, you know, my sweats.
Look at
everything.
You.
So I wanted to throw a crew neck on, you know, and kind of feel a little warm. I could still sit in my AC and still not be too hot, you know what I'm saying, or be too cold.
Man.
So today, this was perfect for me, you know, my summer day.
You
get down, you know.
An excellent spokesperson.
I
right?
know. Yeah, that was great.
All right. Foot Action. / on the summer, you know what
Wait,
I'm saying?
I was gonna ask you.
You can get it cracking.
The
with
photos
Q
and
out.
Videos that you get, do they pretty much are all dressed like you? Like, do
yeah, pretty much
hand?
Everybody's gonna have a bucket
hat. I was gonna say that.
On.
Do they all
know
have
fisherman's hat you know. Or like you know? The
I feel like what? Everybody should just give me some money from the bucket hat ride. Right, like everybody season. I don't care if it's new era, whatever. Everybody has a bucket hat this season.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I feel like they should just give me 1% of each company.
I don't have one because I gave it to you on stage and you didn't trade me one back. Pretty messed up.
What would happen if you don't use the photos or the videos with people with bucket hats? I feel like they'd be extremely upset.
Man, you better get over that, man. You win some, you lose some, man. But most importantly, I saw it. More than likely, you know, I know it's going to be a lot of them, but
yeah,
90% of them, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see.
Why don't you give out your number and we can all text you?
Yeah, that'll work. Give them my number. Yeah, that'll work. Give them my number.
Listen, I'm full of good ideas. You want to bring me on for the team? You know?
Right. Nah, yeah. Man, you tripping. You going to Peter Rosenberg.
Well, I was only there by accident.
Right? By accident? Yeah. You paid the $50 to get in. Didn't bring no weed or nothing. I have nothing. They didn't even have to pat you down. Just like, man, come on.
Do you get weed thrown at you? Bags of weed?
Yeah.
I remember
all the time. I remember somebody threw a weed in like a card case. You know, like a card, but it was plastic. And when he threw it, it made so much noise when it hit the stage. I was so mad. Like, I thought the dude threw a glass at me. Come to find out it was like a gang of weed in this little cassette thing that just happened, like, recently.
How do you trust that person, by the way? Like, that weed's,
I mean, you can smell it when you break it down. You look at it. You go, like, okay, that's good. That's all right. It's straight. Let's go.
Is it the same thing with the panties?
Like, I'm just asking questions that
people want to know.
Some of us are here to ask the tough questions. And Hell no.
I mean, you could go ahead and answer that if you want.
Hell no, I ain't ever. Oh, no, heck no. Most I do is just to make the crowd go crazy. Like, well, Nadia, I don't even do panties like that. I do a bra, like, put it around my neck. I never put, like, panties around my neck. Like, nah.
This interview's going very well, by the way.
I'm learning so much that I don't want to know.
Yeah, nah.
If people come up on stage, do you, like, wrestle them, like, schoolboy? Nah. Like, not schoolboy.
I know they're not going to hurt me, you know? I don't have enemies, you know? Like, they jump on stage. If you bold enough to jump on stage and you actually make it on stage, I'm just going to slap you on him. Like, you tight for that. You know, I mean, Mingo may sock you or something, or you may get rushed by somebody else. But for the most part, you tight until you get socked out. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't, you know. But I usually break it up once, because it happens a lot, you know, like we're. Well, not a lot, but it happens every so often where somebody will run up on stage, you know. Or you'll be crowd surfing and they push you all the way to the front and you end up getting up on stage real quick. You know what I mean? I tell my security, like, no, don't.
Do you empty your pockets before you go, like,
sometimes,
crowd surfing?
Sometimes. I have. When crowd surfing and realized back on stage, like, damn, my phone is right here. That's crazy. They didn't fall.
Yo, they're going to get so many foot action texts.
So other than, like, the crazy stuff that happened on stage, how is it actually on, like, the tour bus, though?
Oh, the tour bus is fun. It's nonstop laughs, you know. You get to see who stink. You get to see, you know,
That's all fun type of stuff.
Like, it's funny. Like, yo, bro, because we're going to put you out there. Like, you smell like shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your hygiene is terrible. Like, we're going to kill you.
And you tweet it and tell everybody.
Oh, yeah. We will kill you. You got to. When I'm on tour, just follow my timeline. Because that's really when I only tweet. Because I don't really tweet like that unless I'm on tour.
You also got downtime.
Yeah. You know, you're on the bus traveling or all the homies in the back. And we're just joking. So that's really when I only tweet. But,
No offense to anyone who rides the bus with you right now who stinks, like,
They're not here.
Anybody.
Yeah, but it's just funny, you know, you just bag on everybody. You're there all day. That's what we do. Like, we just talk about each other nonstop. As soon as I see the homie, he probably gonna say, "What's up, bitch?" You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick would call me and be like, "Hey, bitch, come to the studio." I'd be like, "All right, bitch." You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a nice shorthand.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's just how we are, you know? As soon as we see each other, if we see something we don't like, we're going to kill you in front of your girl, your mama, your daughter. They'll kill me in front of my daughter, whoever.
Does TDE have an HR department that you can talk to with any complaints that you might have?
Nah. You might as well call the police.
Actually, do you guys have like company softball games?
No. We don't have none of that.
You guys are fucking up. I told you I have a lot of good ideas.
We're born. TDE is born besides music. Like, turn down entertainment. We don't do shit. Like, none of the homies go to clubs. None of the homies drink. Well, J-Rock is the only one that drink. But nobody.
But he's
not
your homies.
None of the homies. Yeah. Nah, you don't. None of the homies is into like chains and jewelry or cars. Like, I think Kendrick the only one got a car and they gave him a car.
He gives everyone rides.
Nah, Uber. Yeah. Uber or Interscope would get me there.
You don't call Kendrick up and say, like, give me a ride, bitch.
No.
Do you talk to your Uber driver?
No, I hate when they try to talk to me.
Do you give them 5-star ratings?
Every time.
Every time, yeah.
And it was funny. We were just talking about it. They disabled my Twitter. And I had to use some bullshit to get to the airport to come to New York because I was at the studio and I left straight from the studio. And my shit was disabled. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it won't let me log in or nothing. I tried to trick it, put a different. It's like, no, it's not happening. So I downloaded some bullshit called Lyft. Y'all heard that?
Oh,
with
yeah,
the mustache.
Yeah. Like the junior mustache version.
Some dumbass Scion came to my house to pick me. I mean, to the studio to pick me up. I'm walking out with my bags like, man, what the fuck? I might as well have gotten a taxi. Like, this is ugly. Then the dude wanted, like Max said, the dude wanted me to sit in the front. I'm like, I'm not sitting in the front. I'm not sitting in the front. Oh, we're not friends. I didn't want, but the main thing, I didn't want him to see that it was me. You know what I'm saying? So I got my hood on. I'm just looking down the whole time. Like, you get what? I took my bucket hat off, everything. Like,
how amazing
I took
would
my
it have been if you, like, pulled up to a red light and, like, Kendrick is, like, sitting right next to you? And he would have killed me, bro.
He would have pulled the phone out and killed me.
With the giant pink mustache on the front.
Yeah, that shit wasn't cool. So, and he trying to get me my Uber account back. Yeah.
You should put a Lyft on your next album cover.
A Lyft?
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be like so
bullshit.
Hard.
Yeah. My next album bullshit with the Lyft mustache.
Like imagine like Kendrick's cover but with a pink mustache.
Just out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Nah, that would be weak.
Have you stopped through the studio for Kendrick's this go around?
Nah. I've been on the road since February. Then when I'm home, like I feel like so guilty, like to go to somebody else's studio session if it ain't mine. Because, like, you know, I'm gone so much, I hardly ever get to be with my daughter, you know? So I feel guilty, like, you know, knowing I'm over here and my daughter know daddy home. Because when daddy's home, she's always like, where daddy at? Where daddy at? Where you at? Where you going? Where you? You know what I mean? She always want to know. So, and I don't like bringing her to other people's studio sessions all the time.
Does she come with you to your
sessions?
Yeah,
all the time. Like, all the time.
She just chills.
Yeah, she'd be in there for 12 hours with him.
Really? Like, just kind of playing around, entertaining herself.
Yeah,
just reworking
her
vocals.
Yeah, she engineers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, she's crazy. Like, she's, my daughter is a...
Is she going to be an artist? Is she a celebrity?
It's looking like she's going to do something.
How do you feel about that as you're
but
rubbing your
very
forehead?
Very entertaining to me.
You wouldn't be
you
mad
know,
at
but
that?
I wouldn't be mad at whatever she did, you know? She the reason I've been watching soccer, you know, like, I hated soccer. Like, are you serious?
She put you on?
Yeah, like, you know, she wanted to play soccer, so I got to be down with it, you know. And I started watching it, you know. Well, this World Cup recently, like, but my daughter put me on, basically.
Do you guys, I think that wraps it up for this episode.
Cool. Stop I didn't get to talk about my daughter.
Yeah.
You got somebody get you some pussy?
It was at the Peter Rosenberg show.
That's a great way to end this episode. Thank you guys. Thank you, Q, for coming through.